Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Listen, I know y'all woke up this morning and you're like, are meth gators really a thing or not? I gotta know. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So, you remember this from last week, this police town in Tennessee, or this town in Tennessee, the police department, they put out on social media, they were asking people to stop flushing their meth down the toilet because it would get into the streams and stuff, and then gators would become, you know, addicted to it, and then you'd have meth gators.
Yes, and obviously this went viral because the idea of gators finding drugs and this actually being a problem is insane.
Well, so obviously, listen, they were highlighting the fact that, you know, there's dangers of flushing drugs and other substances down your toilet.
Right.
But then the community started to become concerned of gators actually getting addicted to meth. And then people started photoshopping what a meth gator might look like.
Yes.
People got scared. Well, that was in Tennessee. But then people down here in Florida, especially South Florida, were like, whoa, wait a minute. If there's meth gators in Tennessee, 100% there's meth gators down here.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense.
So the police department had to issue an official statement yesterday saying, look, there are no such thing as meth gators. It was just sort of like we were kind of trying to poke some fun at something, but we don't want y'all flushing stuff down the toilet. Shouldn't be, you know what I mean?
Right. They were trying to just sway people and have fun with it to just not flush their drugs down the toilet.
But here's the Loretto.
Kind of backfired.
Yeah, the Loretto Police Department, though, what they're going to do, they are going to start selling T-shirts featuring meth gator memes for charity.
That's good.
Isn't like that right. Smart? Well,
that's what I'm saying. You talk about turning, you know, I'm not going to say a negative.
Meth into lemonade?
Right.
Yeah.
Turning meth into lemonade. When life gives you lemons, the police gives you meth memes.
Meth
t-shirts. Meth t-shirts.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Everybody here had a tick on them? Have you ever had a tick on you?
Yes, but it wasn't...
It was not latched in.
My mom saw it and got it off. Yeah, because up in the woods in Wisconsin...
A lot of
where my family, yeah.
Kevin, you had a tick on you?
I don't know. I have not.
What?
Yeah, I haven't had one.
You haven't lived, man.
I know, apparently.
That means he currently has one on him that he has never found.
That means you have a tick on you.
I wonder what this problem was on my leg.
Ooh. How you get that checked out? Buck tick ever?
Yeah.
You ever had them latched in on you?
Yeah, I've had like my legs...
Yeah.
Leg area. My parents lived out in the woods, and you get this feeling, and you look at it. You have to rip it off.
Ugh. Well, you're supposed you take a match, and then you put the match on.
Not to mine, but my brother's.
You take the match, and you put it on there, and you burn the little sucker out.
Yeah, but not. Oh no, not while it's on you. That's no. You got to get the fangs out of you. I've got so many ticks. Oh yeah, you got to get the.
Why have you had so many ticks?
Well,
this is a different problem.
Growing up outside of. I lived on a tick farm. we breeded ticks.
Oh, okay. Well, now it all makes sense.
This was a business back in the day.
Yeah,
we lived on a tick farm. It was just part of it. No, it was just, I don't know, outside of D.C., it was just ticks, man. I was in the woods a lot. I was a woods dude.
Gosh, they need to put some of that, like, front line on you.
Okay, just cover me front line.
A couple dots down his back.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard of people getting one or two or something, but you're like, oh, yeah, I got them all the time.
Put some front line, some heart guard in my coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Stir it up.
There you go.
This guy got a tick latched onto his eyeball. Yeah. This story's crazy. Listen to this story.
I've had ticks on me. You know, I don't hunt and stuff like that. The ticks are so bad this year. We always try to spray down really good. Really didn't think nothing of it. Think it was sawdust or something like that.
Sawdust.
And the thing of it is, I really didn't want to go to the doctor. And then when the doctor finally came in, he was looking at it. He said, well, I know what's in your eye. He said, it's a tick.
Oh.
And that's when I got scared a little bit. Once he grabbed a hold of it and pulled it off, the tick made the like a little popping sound when it came off my eye. You can't spray your eyes. So.
No.
It made a pop sound.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, you know how people have, like, most people have a fear of having anything touch or get close to their eyeball?
Yes.
I mean, I think everybody does.
Yeah.
This guy had a tick embedded in his eyeball, and when he pulled it out, it made a pop sound.
The tick made the, like a little popping sound when it come off my eye.
Oh.
You can't spray your eyes, so.
I would spray the eye before I'd pull it out. I honestly would spray my eye with off before I got a doctor to rip a tick out of my eyeball. How did you not feel? He said he thought it was sawdust.
How?
Oh. Gosh.
I just don't even know. It's like the stories of the spiders laying eggs in people's ears, and now this guy's got a tick in his eye.
But this is you can tell this is a tough guy. He's got, even from the beginning of his...
I've had ticks on me. You know, I'll hunt and stuff like that. The ticks are so bad this year.
I mean, what's in the background while he says...
I've had ticks on me.
That sounds like his ATV's running.
Stuff like that. The ticks are so bad this year.
Oh, and it stalled. Did you hear that?
It made a popping sound is what it did. Oh, my God.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Right, we're exactly 1 hour away from Luke Bryan tickets.
Hey. Yeah. Luke Bryan.
1 hour away, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Luke Bryan tickets, 7:40. 7:40. Be here, 7:40. Put in your phones.
I'll be here.
Don't forget. All right. we got, listen, when you're a parent, okay, your Super Bowl is when you successfully potty train your kid. That's the Super Bowl. You're the MVP. Oh, yeah. Man, when you accomplish that, there's nothing better in life.
That probably you is feel the like closest a, to Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
Since you feel, you're a Redskins fan.
You feel...
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to ignore it, okay? Because we have three Super Bowl trophies. I'm going to ignore it. But anyway, so I'm ignoring it, okay?
Good.
Yeah, I'm not paying attention to it. So when you
block out the negative,
I'm ignoring it.
So what happens
when you're a parent and you potty train a kid? It's like that's when you tell yourself like all the training was worth it. It was all worth it, man. And this video is great. This woman has just potty trained her son, and he decides that now he has earned the right to go number two all alone. He doesn't need his mommy's help anymore. Here's audio from the video.
Go away.
Are you pooping?
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Okay. You gotta close the door.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. It stinks in there.
Bye.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's...
That was interesting.
The kid... Yes. The kid has decided he doesn't need the mom anymore.
Go away.
Are you pooping?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Although the kid screamed...
Yeah.
Gosh, someone get him some like prune juice or something. What is going on?
What kind of potty training did he go through that he just did not want his mom in there anymore?
Seriously, just leave him alone.
Usually my response, like when our boss emails us.
That is true.
Usually what it is. But congrats to the mom. You know, the mom hung in there longer than I would have. The second he said go away, it'd have been like, okay. Down the hall. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even hung out for him.
My son is the same way, except for he yells, give me the iPad.
Oh, my.
Yeah. He needs the iPad every time he goes.
Really?
Yeah. It works.
Oh, gosh. Now you can have like a bathroom iPad.
Yeah.
Just gotta stay in there.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I put the charger in the bathroom.
We got,
oh, my.
We've got.
You have to get one of those extender cords for him just so he can have his iPad on the toilet.
It's got the plexiglass case. Yeah. It has to be like hosed off.
I'm gonna mount an iPad holder on the wall
it's
in
actually
front
not
of
a terrible idea. Yeah. It's not a terrible idea. You have a nighttime iPad. You have a bathroom iPad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that kid, I would, by all means, I'd
just
hang
wait.
Out in the bathroom. Bye.
Oh, just wait. But I'm telling you, there is no better feeling, man. When you can actually let your kid go to the bathroom alone, you're just like, oh, my gosh. You feel like you just lost 30 pounds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just feel like you
get all this free time when they're sitting on the potty. You're like, I got 10 to 20 minutes. What do I want to do?
Yeah, and then all the money you're not spending on diapers, you know? It's like 50 grand a month, it feels like.
Yeah, that's the truth.
The diaper bill. Feels good.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Dan and Shay, all to myself, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, listen, we're going to do a social experiment right now. Right now. If you're under 21, I want you to call us right now. We'll explain this to you in a second. I know this is a little disjointed, but something happened to me at the concert at Dirk's on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I overheard something, and my head about fell off my shoulders. And I have a theory. If you're under 21, call us. We just have a question to ask you, but you've got to be under 21. 800-992-1099. If you really want to know what it is, you can text us at that number if you're over 21, and we'll tell you what it is. But we're going to tell you on the air here in a minute anyway. But call us if you're under 21. I'm telling you, man, 2019 has struck again.
Oh, I can only imagine what somebody said or didn't know. That was under 21.
Under 21, you got to call us now. 800-992-1099. It's not for a prize.
No hints? A clue?
Okay, it's something that, it's something everybody should know. But if you're about 2021, for some reason, I guess you don't know. You don't know what this is. You have no idea.
Remember a couple months back when that video went viral of the guys who were, I think, 19 and their uncle gave them a rotary phone?
Right.
And then they had 30 minutes.
To figure it out?
Yeah, he goes, I'll give you $100 a piece if you can figure out how to work this.
Right.
And 30 minutes later, they could not figure out how to work it.
They couldn't figure it out. And then when somebody finally figured out, oh, you can call people on it. And then the one guy goes, but there's no send button.
Yeah. But how do you get it to go?
Right, right, right. 800-992-1099. If you're under 21, call us now. Ask you a question, and for the rest of us, we will we'll get them on the air so you can hear their response. It's John Party, 99.5 QIK. All right, so we got three people on hold. They're under 21 years old. We asked if you're under 21 to call 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. They can't hear us right now. We don't have the feed to the station going to them, so they're just on hold. But we're going to ask them. So I'm at Dirk Saturday, right? And this guy's trying to explain to, I don't know if it was his nephew or son or whatever, to go and get tickets at Will Call. And I'm assuming this kid was like 16, 17, maybe 18, had no idea what Will Call was. And they got into like this little argument. He's like, what do you mean, Will? Who's Will? what do you mean, Call? Like, it was
when
crazy,
When you told
dude.
Me this story, I couldn't believe it because I've just grown up, I mean, going to shows and you go and you pick up tickets at Will Call. I just thought everybody knew what that was. So when you told me this, it didn't even dawn on me that there was a generational gap.
So I asked a few people. I was like, hey, what's Will Call? And they were like, what? Who? What? Like, they didn't know. And so I figured out it's about 21, it's about 18 to 21 where people don't know what Will Call is. And everybody younger obviously has no idea.
No idea.
Because all the tickets are downloaded right to your phone. It's through an app. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Why would you go, what's a physical ticket at this point?
Right. Isn't this crazy where you watch in 10 years, there'll be no Will Call. I don't know what they're going to put there, but there won't be a Will Call. It just being like an empty little building.
Yeah. Or just it gets to your phone. I mean, you don't even need to do
it. It just zaps right to your phone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and pretty soon it won't even be our phone. They'll just look at our eyes. They'll be like, all right, you're in.
Ew, I don't like that, man. Yeah, I don't like that at all. Just look into your eyes. It's like, you're in.
I don't know. It's just so crazy. I mean.
Sometimes it was like that at the club. Like, they could just be like, we don't even want to. Just go. Just no. You're in. Just go.
They'd look at your eyes and go, oh, no. You're
out.
You're out.
You're not in.
You cannot come in.
You're not in. All right. So we're gonna talk to these people live next. We'll put them right on live and ask them what Will Call is and see what their answer is to see if people under 21 know what Will Call is. Gosh, this is sort of fun and sort of depressing.
Oh, to be young.
It's 99.5 QIK. We'll do it next after Cole. We've got three people on hold. They're all under 21. We have a question to ask them. I heard this transaction go down, this awkward kind of transaction go down at the Dirk Bentley show. And this kid who was about 16, 17 had no idea what Will Call was. And I thought, wow, everyone gets e-tickets now. Or tickets on an app to a concert or a sporting thing, and they don't know what Will Call is. Go pick up tickets.
Yeah, so, it's insane.
Yeah. All right. So let's bring them up here, and we'll start with Julie first. Hey, Julie, welcome.
Nothing much. What's up with you?
We appreciate you calling. We're doing a little social experiment. What? How old are you?
20.
So listen, I'll ask you a question. What is Will Call?
Will Call. Isn't that where you pick up?
Yes!
Hey, she knew it!
Oh my gosh! I am stunned in disbelief.
It did take a second, though.
Yeah, she was like, Will Call.
She's like, sounds familiar.
It sounds weird. Yeah.
Guy at the concert. A guy at the Dirk's concert was trying to leave tickets for someone, and he was trying to tell this person who's probably like 18, go to Will Call. What's a Will Call? Had no idea what a Will Call was.
Who's Will?
Who's Will? And why am I calling? Julie, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Of course. No problem.
Bye.
Let's talk to Kylie. Hey, Kylie.
Hi. Heard your message.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you for calling. What? How old are you?
I'm 20.
20. Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question. What is Will Call?
Will Call?
Right.
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
You've never heard a will call before?
Will call? No.
So like you're at a concert and someone says tickets, will call, anything? Like you've never heard that?
No, I haven't.
Melody, explain what will call is.
Oh my gosh, this makes me feel so old. So will call is if you buy tickets online and you don't get the mobile download straight to your phone, because back in the day, that wasn't an option.
Yeah, back in the day, it's like, you know,
like a couple years ago.
The entire 1900s. Yeah.
You used to have to go pick up your paper tickets at the will call window, which is an area at every venue. So like the amp has it.
Right. Every big thing is so, but yep. You've never heard a will call. You've never been to a will call.
Nope.
Unbelievable. All right, Kylie, you're the best. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Kylie.
Thanks. Bye.
Alexa.
Yeah.
Hey, Alexa, what's up?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How old are you?
I'm 20.
20, okay. Big with 20-year-olds.
Yeah. I'm 20. I love this.
Alexa, let me ask you a question. So what is will call?
Oh, it's where you go and stand in line to get tickets.
She knew.
Isn't it crazy how
some people have no idea.
Right, what's the X factor? Like, how do some people know what will call is and some people don't?
I don't know. That's a great, I have no idea.
I do theater, so that really helps out. I know a lot about it, I guess.
That's why. She does theater.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So she's aware, like, she probably left tickets for her family at will call. Yeah.
Got it. Awesome.
Makes sense.
Thank you, Alexa. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, cool. Have a good day, guys.
You too, Alexa. Thank you so much. What are other things you think that people under 21 don't know? Text us 800-992-1099.
Oh, my God. There's so many things.
Good music.
Oh, man. Burn.
Just kidding.
Wow. Did you not hear how large our 20-year-old audience is this morning and you just made them all mad?
Might be onto something, though. I mean, I tell you, man, my kids will, once in a while, hears like Cardi B or something. Like, this is not good music.
Exactly. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Well, that's more on you. Why are you letting your 6-year-old
listen to
Cardi B?
Why am I getting blamed for what Cardi B's putting out?
I mean, sometimes it goes back to the parenting.
800-992-1099. All right, so 2 out of 3 knew what will call was. But it's fun, but the one who didn't, she was like, I've never even heard the words put together before.
You even gave her hints.
Right.
Tickets, concert, nothing.
800-992-1099. What other things that you think people under 21, maybe under 18, would have no idea about? Now, it's funny. Every time I say will call, I'm going to have, that weird feeling, does this person know what will call is?
They're just going to know that you're old if you say it.
Really appreciate that.
No problem.
All right. Tim McGraw, thought about you. Remember, Luke tickets are on the way at 7:40. We're less than 20 minutes away on QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So we had people call around under 21 and we asked them, what's will call? Do you even know what will call is? 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. 2 out of 3 knew what will call was. One had no idea. I was telling you, I was at the Dirt Show and this kid was having a meltdown with his uncle because he didn't know what will call was. He didn't know where to get his tickets. So we had 2 out of 3 people under 21 know what will call was. And then we're asking people to text him, what are other things that people under 21, under 18, what are some things that maybe they don't have any idea? Buck, you're in here a lot. You take a lot of our video. You take all of our videos.
Yeah.
And you had a great idea about what somebody under 21 probably doesn't know anything about.
Oh, yeah. I think everyone's going to agree. Maps. Everyone's got Google Maps or Apple Maps on their phone.
Right.
But what if your phone dies?
I remember back in the day going and buying a map.
I would get them at AAA. They would give them to you for free.
Free at the rest stops, too.
That's
remember the,
right.
the rest stops? They were all free.
Yeah.
They would highlight your course for you, where you were going. And I remember the fun job. The favorite child got to sit in the front seat and flip the map. And it was so exciting when you got to the very bottom and you got to flip it.
See, y'all don't realize back in the day, under 21, there you could actually run into a real-life human Siri. She would actually take a highlighter and actually map your course for you.
Yes.
But yeah, you're right, a map. I've used maps before. I mean, literally, you have to drive and pull over and look at the crossroads and then look at the map and make sure that it's the right street to, you know, to turn on.
That's right.
Yeah, and no one alerted you. You didn't get any real-time traffic updates saying that you should take another way. There wasn't an app to tell you the best way to avoid traffic.
You know that. You know what's crazy back in the day? Sometimes you never found what you were looking for, ever.
That's true.
Think about that. Sometimes you were going places and be like, it's on the map, but it's not here. Oh, well, that part of life is over. I'm just moving on. It's like now you can always find what you're looking for. Like you'll eventually find it. But back in the day, man, some people never found the house, never found the business.
Dude, what about when you had to stop at some shady gas station and be like, so which way is this? And he's like, go left at the rock.
Or what it's like. See the sun? Yeah. Just keep following it because it's going down in the west. Keep heading west. It's like, all right.
Oh, I hated when they would give directions like that. Well, you're going to go northbound and then you're going to head west. It's like no one gives directions like that. I hate when people tell me directions like that.
800-992-1099. Send the text. What are other things that people have no idea? Let's say if you're under 21 or under 18. What are a couple of things coming in? A couple of like real big things.
A payphone.
Oh, yeah. You never see him anymore.
No, T9 texting. Remember when you had to keep
T9.
The amount of words under a certain amount or you would get charged?
Yep.
That's crazy to think about.
T9 texting. I remember that.
Now you send so many different text bubbles. You know what I mean?
Oh,
sometimes I don't even finish my sentence before I send the bubble, and then it's just a bunch in a row.
Same thing as on the air. It's weird.
The icon... That's the save button on the computer. People don't realize it's a floppy disk. They don't understand what the save button
true.
Is.
That's right.
A trapper keeper.
Oh, that's the best.
MP3 player. And then somebody texted in that their 16-year-old has no idea what a beeper is. Even when I explained it, she was still super confused.
God, they were annoying when they were out, though. Even
yes,
then,
they
back
were.
Then, they were annoying.
Yes.
You know what's crazy? You know the iPod is like an antique now.
I know.
Wow. And that, do you remember that was so cool when it came out?
What's an iPod?
This is dumb. You know exactly what it is. You had them. I know you had them. But you remember,
remember
you would toggle through the songs?
You darn right.
You would toggle the little wheel.
I used to love that clicking sound.
Yeah, that little clicking sound. You toggle the wheel. Oh, man. That feels good, man.
And then just, the iPad, or the shuffle, remember? And it, you couldn't pick which order. It just went up randomly.
Good luck.
This is what you get. This is what you get. You better like it. It's 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat.
Oh, man, we're less than 2 weeks away from this. Luke at the Amp, Cole Swindell opening up. I just love when concert season fires up like you really, like, I feel like Dirk's just paved the way, you know, last Saturday. And it's like, all right, here we go. Now it's on.
Oh, now it's just back to back to back. Oh. We got Florida Georgia Line coming up with Dan and Shay.
It'll be unbelievable. All right, let's do this. Callers 9 and 10. You're playing Mark and Melanie's world famous name game. 800-992-1099. Call us now. Luke Bryan, tickets up for grabs.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Luke Bryan tickets playing for him right now, less than 2 weeks away. Going to be an awesome party. Great show. We've got Rodney and Christine on for the name game. Rodney, you were the ninth caller. We're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. You'll have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Christine, you have 5 seconds to respond. Then you guys will go back and forth until the first person runs out of names. All right, Rodney. We got 5 seconds on the clock. Your category is, I mean, it's Luke tickets, right?
Yes.
Luke with an L.
Yep.
Name things that start with the letter L. Go.
Luke.
Ladybug.
Lazy.
Lamb.
Leaf.
A lion.
Lettuce.
Lionfish.
Leech.
A lizard.
Leap.
A liger.
Land.
A leopard.
Lade.
Length.
Lind.
Lady bee.
Like.
Love.
Limp.
Lost.
Loam.
Life.
Love.
Love has already been said.
Gotcha.
So, Christine, congratulations. You got those Luke Brian tickets. That's Luke with an L.
Birthday weekend, so I'm super excited.
Oh, my God. Perfect. That's so cool. That is so, so cool. Well, I hope you love Luke and have a great time.
Thank you.
I'd say to text him words they forgot, but I'm just trying. Leaf blower.
I mean.
Lunatic. Lunar.
I don't even. Lackadaisical. I mean, you got to go more syllables at this point. They've already
laxative?
Done so many. No, laxative.
Lullaby. Text us. If what L words did they forget? 800-992-1099.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Dustin Lynch, it's Riding Roads, 99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so we got a list here. These are the top makeout signs of songs of all time. They did a real extensive survey on social media. I got to tell you, this is, I'm furious at this. There is zero
aggressive
country music songs on this. None. Zero.
Well, so what type of songs are on it?
Well, I'll play them for you here. I mean, they're makeout songs, but I just figured that, you know, like there should be at least country. So after we play this list, then we're going to play ours, which are all country songs. But here you go.
Let the neighbors know my name.
Who's this? Who?
Trey Songz.
All right. Trey Songz. Who's this?
I can't. I know who she is, but I can't think of her name.
Awesome. So that.
Pass.
This is the weekend. This is from 50 Shades, right?
Yes.
Yeah. These are the top makeout songs.
Bryson Tiller.
No thanks.
And then we go Jenny.
With this one, though.
Anyone who's ever been to a strip club knows.
Genuine. And don't be saying genuine, by the way. It is genuine.
It's yes,
totally
it
genuine.
Is.
All right, so those are the top makeout songs. They say of all time, extensive research on social media, and just terrible that there's no country on there. So we've decided to pick our favorite. Here is Kevin's. This is Kevin's top makeout song of all time.
Must be doing something right.
Ooh. Mom, what do you mean it's so mean? Kevin? What does that mean?
Just that it's like an old school country song, and he's just so sweet. I just feel like I can picture him putting this on, setting the mood.
But would he be singing it also?
No, he'd be making out.
Oh, I didn't know.
Hello, top makeout song.
It's Billy Currington. Old school Billy.
I like that
Billy,
song.
Billy, man. Must be doing something right. All right, here is Melanie's top makeout song of all time. We're doing all
like
ours in country. Yeah.
I talked you into slipping down the hall, baby, turning on your playlist you play when you're in the shower.
Okay.
This song is just a hot song. I mean,
the only thing strange about it, though, is that it's called Talk You Out of It. And as a makeout song, it's a little.
Yeah, but they're talking about talking her out of her clothes.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It's whatever you want it to be. You know what I'm saying?
Talk you out of it.
Oh, love that.
All right, here's mine. And you talk about new school. Man, I went so new, so fresh. I haven't even got to use it yet. This is new Kenny Chesney.
Oh, my God. Yep.
It's called Tip of My Tongue.
Listen,
hey,
I like this song.
Thank you.
It's a good one for this.
I love the salt and sugar on the tip of my tongue.
Great.
That's new Kenny, tip of my tongue.
That's a good call.
I thought so, too.
It's just strange because it's your man crush. So you're making out with your wife and you're listening to your man crush. It's just a little
Well, you know, it wasn't weird until now that you said that. It was actually perfectly normal in my life. But that's cool. Buck, do you have anything?
I don't have a song, mainly because I require silence. Perfection. Concentration.
It's like a meditation type of a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're like the people on The Bachelor where there's just no noise. There's no background music and all you hear is slurping.
Hold on. Hold on.
And
we'll
then just, they put it on the
hold
closed
on. We'll
captions.
Just play Bucks. Hold on. There it is. All right, so
actually, it could be the background noise of some Netflix and chill.
So Ozarks is his number one makeup.
Really? Ozark? Narcos? Some Mexican Civil War is going on in the background. I know. That's cool.
Sounds romantic.
Text us your favorite makeout songs. 800-992-1099. I liked our list a lot better.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Chris Jansen, that's Good Vibes, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. I found this online. This is mind-blowing. There is what they're calling an end table at Wayfair. You ever shopped on Wayfair?
They're calling an end table. It is an end table.
No, it's a tree stump. It's a tree stump.
Okay. I shop often on Wayfair.
Oh, well, that's going to change because it's overpriced. And when you get married, your fiance, soon-to-be husband Brian's not going. He's going to cut Wayfair off.
Cut off.
I would
I've
call that place.
Been cut off from Wayfair.
I would call that place way unfair because.
Ooh,
no, I'm serious. For a tree stump, they want $215 American, not pesos. That might be a deal, but no, this is $215 American. It's an end table, but it's not. It's a tree stump. You put it right next to your couch. You look over. There's a stump. $215.
It does look like just a tree stump, but then they put some sort of shellac on it. It's a shiny tree stump.
They poured some polyurethane on it and called it a day, and they shipped it out for a couple $100.
Yeah, so 200, what did you say, $214?
And it was on sale, I
think. Yeah, it was on sale. That was their deal.
Oh, what a deal.
Yeah.
Since it's on sale.
We've got some comments on our Facebook page, which are great, because we posted this up on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page, and we're like, what would you do if your significant other came home with a tree stump for $215?
Allie said, well, I would assume that we just won the lottery, of course, because we're buying such dumb stuff.
Right.
Tina said, no way. Now I know how to make some extra money because we live in the woods. So she said she can just create her own stumps.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's 100% correct. I would just post this ad, Tina. You said Tina was her name?
Yes.
Tina, I would post this ad, and then I would just write, I get a big red X and just go, prices slashed, and just sell it for like $75, which is still incredible, right,
what
for
a
tree stump. Yeah.
Michael said he would get the fire pit ready.
I smell that money burn.
Rosemary said I would shake my head and hope that he only bought one. And then Jerry Marie said, take the credit card and liquor away.
Ooh.
That's true.
You have to be doing some just out of your mind shopping to buy a $215 tree stump.
It is really, I can't believe it's for sale, first of all, but then the price tag.
Way unfair.
I mean, maybe $40 or something if somebody really wanted some sort of tree stump end table, but $200, that's insane.
Man, and shipping?
Woo! Oh, yeah, you're shipping.
We need to talk about that.
You got to ship the stump. And that thing's,
it's heavy.
Someone's got to ship the stump.
And think of all the cleaning supplies you need when your dog keeps peeing on it.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, this thing is just pricey.
So it's also now, it's a doggy litter box?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, what a deal this is. All right, text us, 800-992-1099. Craziest thing your significant other came home with.
Or maybe it was you. Did you?
Maybe it was you,
did you buy something and you knew that this is just stupid, this is crazy?
Who can compete with a $215 tree stump? Text us right now.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, up in Orlando. I'm sorry, Indiana.
I was like, what?
Sorry. Indiana.
Can't do Florida.
I was reading another story about Orlando a second ago. That's in my mind. Yeah, up in Indiana. So a woman, a mom, is meeting with Child Services because she signed her newborn out of the hospital against medical advice.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, in order for her to do that, she had to agree to come to Child Services every single week with the baby so that they could check the baby out.
Okay, got it.
So she's having a meeting with Child Services. And they said, well, by the way, where's the baby? She goes, oh, the baby's in the car. Wait, the baby's in the car.
No.
It's 100 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
This is just sad.
All of the windows were up. The baby was inside sweating. They obviously connected the dots, and she was arrested, charged with neglect. She has another child who was also in the car. They are taken into Child Services care. Full recovery for the baby.
Good.
The mom's still in jail.
As she should be.
So let me get this right. You're going to meet with Child Services.
Yes.
They're there to see the child.
That's right.
And you leave the child in the car with the windows up. It's 100 degrees with another child. And you got arrested at the child services meeting.
You're a nutbag.
North of Florida.
You are a nutbag. And yes, you're in Indiana. It happens to be north of Florida. Unbelievable. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Wanted to do this story for nutbags north of Florida at 8:55, but it was in Orlando.
We realized that this nutbag, unfortunately, was not that north of Florida because it was in Florida.
If we did nutbags north of Tampa, that would work.
Yes.
But it's not the same as nutbags north of Florida.
No. Nope.
Here's the story. This guy, and God bless this guy, he's going to be okay, gets carjacked, gets assaulted by a man, gets thrown in his trunk with his walker. And the guy...
With his walker? Okay.
The guy starts the car, the carjacker, but then he realizes it's a stick, he can't drive it. So he goes, oh, well, and just leaves. Here it is.
I was somewhere around here when this came at me, knocked this on the ground, slams the trunk lid down on me and my walker, jumps into the car, driver's seat, closes the door, locks the door, and attempts to drive away.
And he can't drive away. Car keeps stalling out because it's a stick.
Unbelievable.
So the carjacker just gets out, walks away, and leaves him in the trunk. He was found. Everything's going to be okay. Really sweet man. God bless the guy and his family. He's going to be good. Yeah, he's going to be good. They did find the carjacker walking down the street, and he was arrested.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Man, do you know how to drive stick?
Oh, yeah. That's how I learned.
Yeah, I know how to drive stick, too.
Back in the day, that's how you had to learn.
But do you remember when you were learning, though, how many times you would stall out?
Nah, never.
Oh, get out of here. That is such a lot. You're learning how to do the clutch.
And yes.
That is not true.
Instant pro.
Hey, I'm going to make a prediction right now. Sticks are going to come back. They're just fun.
You know why they're not going to come back? I'm not saying this is a good thing because I do not do it, but it's not going to come back because people can't text and be on their phones, which they shouldn't be anyway.
Ooh, that's a good point.
That's why.
That's a solid point. That's a great way to curb all this texting and driving.
That is good.
Sticks just make everybody drive stick shift.
Yeah, buy your 16-year-old a stick. It would be impossible.
That's a good idea.
Unbelievable that we just figured that out.
But really, you should just be able to tell people stay off your phone when you're driving because it's not safe. Like, no one listens.
All right. Lana, they don't listen. It's crazy, but a stick would help that. All right, Lana's got Luke tickets, 12:40, 3 hours from right now. Throw in your phone because I know a lot's going to happen between now and 12:40. 12:40, Luke tickets, 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.